Is your team not performing well? Is morale low and turnover high? Are you falling further behind the competition? I'm here to help. I'm your host, Shani, and this is the Leadership Show, where business strategy and culture finally meet, and we make the long-awaited shift from rhetoric to results. I promise I'm not your typical boring leadership consultant, and I will help you get your shift together. Let's do this. Hello, Leadershifters, and welcome to another episode of the Leadership Show with Shani. Today, we welcome John Vaughn, who is the founder of Local SEO Search, based in Toronto, Canada. Say a quick hello, and then I'll say a little bit more about you.
Hi, Shani. Well, thanks a lot for having me. I'm excited to be on your show and share some information with your audience members.
Excellent. Well, very happy to have you. So if you're tuning in, stay where you are. If you're interested in learning more about SEO and why it's super important and critical to any marketing plan in this day and age, and becoming increasingly more so as every day rolls by, and or if you're at the point where you want to get some tips about scaling your business, because one of the interesting things about local SEO search is that John has grown it from just a few people when he started it up to 30 plus people now. And while that may not sound like a lot of people, it's like apples and oranges to run an organization with just a couple or few people and then scale it to a point where it's 30 or more people. And you got to get that phase of transition right, culturally, operationally, and everything in terms of leadership, or else if you get even bigger than that, it's going to be harder to go back and clean up. All right, so let's get into it. So welcome from Toronto, our neighbor to the north. Tell us a little bit about your background, because I know that you shifted from more traditional advertising into the digital space. So when was that? Why, and why did you decide to do it? That'd be the first two questions.
Definitely. So I started this agency back in 2013. So it's been 7+ years. But prior to that, I studied. So in college, I finished my business finance degree, but I didn't want to study that and continue and pursue my career in that. So I took any job when I finished school. And it was really the sales roles that I got involved in. And the first job and opportunity I had was really in the advertising sales space. So I did dabble in traditional media as well as digital media, from affiliate online to email marketing to then where I stayed for 5 years, which was at Yellow Pages Group, where I was selling ad space to business owners. But what I really enjoyed was the face-to-face, real-life business owners and the connection I had with these business owners that really made a big impact in the local community. And that's where I wanted to gravitate and focus the rest of my career in. And so at the end of my tenure at Yellow Pages, as you know, it was the phone directory where people would spend a lot of money in print media to dominate their local niche, right, in the category.
But it doesn't get any more old school than the Yellow Pages. And, you know, naming yourself like quadruple A whatever so that you alphabetize up at the top of your category.
Yeah, so those were easy and cheap ways to get onto the top, but then there's the paid advertising portion, which is allowing you to promote yourself. So I was responsible for upselling, retaining my customers, people that were spending a lot of money. I was more the sales rep, right?
Sure.
Account manager. So while I was there, there was a shift that was happening. Google was slowly taking off and more people were consuming and finding business owners no longer in a traditional medium, right? They were gravitating towards more digital, which is Google websites. And business owners were wondering what was going on, because they were spending more than ever, but they were getting less and less leads. They were getting less phone calls, less quality customers, and they knew there were still people out there buying and consuming, but where were they going? So that's where I found out, like, Google was it. Like, I was spending more time in front of a computer doing research, and it was a lot quicker. It was a lot easier. And those people that moved and shifted quickly were able to dominate that presence online. And even on Google, there were a lot of people that didn't understand how Google operated, right? So I really wanted to understand, like, there's differences. There's paid ads, there's social media advertising, there's different types of mediums, such as blogging, which is written, there's audio, such as podcasts, there's video, such as YouTube, and then, of course, there's images, where you can find Instagram, Pinterest, etc. So various forms of advertising, but what's the difference between advertising and traditional media versus Yellow Pages, which was more directive advertising, and Yellow Pages being directive and SEO being Google directive? There's a very good synergy, as opposed to advertising, which is traditionally flyers, newspaper, billboards, radio, television. These are all different forms of ad networks and mediums, but then digitally it's the same thing. There's banner ads, there's email marketing, there's social media advertising, there's YouTube ads, Google ads, was it search, very similar. So what I tried to uncover was figure out what was Yellow Pages doing, and now Google was doing the same thing. So it was a really easy tie-in for me to transition and really figure it out on how to pivot and run a business, because there was a need and demand. I just had to fit that mold in which there were business owners wanting to pivot, right? And move and shift their dollars. So I didn't know anything about SEO, but I had to figure it out. I knew there was a customer need and demand. So I knew there was an opportunity there.
Yes. Great. So, you know, some of what you already described has answered one of the questions I was going to ask, which is, you know, when you call yourself local SEO search, that actually is a pretty big umbrella of a lot of different services, and you've already named a lot of them. SEO obviously stands for search engine optimization, and that is kind of, that's obviously important so that you get found, whether it's organically or you go the paid route. Why is it so important for any size business right now, from a solo entrepreneur to a Fortune 500 company, to really have their online social search strategies dialed in?
Yeah, so it's more important than ever, because more and more people are consuming information digitally on their smartphones, on their tablets, on their desktop, laptop. But its internet speed is so quick now. Affordability of internet, as well as smartphones being more powerful than ever. So right now, technology has leapfrogged. They've expanded so quickly in the last 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Like, when I first started, we were still in P3, like Pentium computers, right? Now there's the Apples, there's the Intels, there's like, BlackBerries were very popular. Now it's all iPhones, right? Phones, the cameras were so not that great back then, but now it's like, you know, 1080p, it's going to be 5G networks. Like, technology has really amplified and picked up. So it's more important than ever to not just have your digital presence taken care of. If you haven't looked at building a really good website, first off, you're missing out on a huge potential of potential buyers that are now spending more time than ever navigating and searching and seeking business owners out, right?
Yeah. So what do you say to someone who says, well, I have a website up and it's fine. It's got some pictures, it's got a contact form, and, you know, I don't really want to spend any money. I don't want to hire someone to think about keywords, or, you know, what would you say to someone like that?
So I'm going to take a step back. And before Google existed, how did these business owners survive for 5, 10, 20 years, right? Like, or even generations, without internet, without computers? So
reputation.
They took care of their customers.
Yes.
Reputation, they knew the value proposition. They knew the services, unique selling proposition. They really took care of their customers, right? By understanding their needs, desires, and their wants, right?
Correct.
And putting that together to really provide them a service or a product that people want to pay, exchange money for, right? So traditionally, if you take care of your customers and understand that, and it took years and maybe it took generations for business owners to really understand how to run an effective business, which is, you know, the straightforward, take care of the customers, generate some revenue, take care of your family, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
Today, with the speed of internet, speed of technology, everything is now amplified and people think it's easier than ever, but they forget about the foundation of what brought people to become a business owner in the first place. And they forget that these people have been working for 5, 10, 30 years even, generationally, to get their reputation, their brand, their established vendors or suppliers to understand the process, right?
Right.
Today's world with podcasting, YouTube, social media, everyone wants immediate. They see an ad saying, I can make $10,000 in a day. They click on it and they're going to be sold something that is never going to be realistic, right? They're selling a dream, right?
Right.
So it's the same thing in terms of like all these business owners, bricks and mortars or traditional business owners. It took years, decades, generations to really understand, refine, and understand how to run an effective business. Now you look at digital, website design, building a really good, solid brand. Do you think it's going to take weeks, months, or will it take 5, 10, 20 years, 30 years? You got to give it time, right?
Right.
It's not as easy as everyone thinks, right?
Right. So your point is that, yes, you need to be online, you need to be optimized, you need to be thinking about, you know, what social platforms your audiences are visiting so that you can reach them, but don't forget the basics, right? You know, product, price,
solid
place,
foundation,
promotion, the four P's of marketing, and right. So and just because, you know, you could spend all the money in the world to get on page one for your industry of a Google search, but if your product sucks or, you know,
exactly,
you've got a zillion one-star reviews, like, who cares, right?
It will not fix your business. So
right,
I only work with people that understand how to run a business, because an SEO campaign will not replace a business owner that doesn't know how to run a good business. I only want to help people that want to digitalize and really amplify their message if they already understand how to run a good business,
right?
Because people forget about that. And they think it's the be-all, end-all once they're dominating search engines, right? Well, Google understands it as well. They want to really only help people that actually know how to run a good business, which is amplify your message, become a thought leader, expert, or authoritative figure in your industry, in your domain. And once you become that, because you took care of your customers, you understand your service, value prop, unique selling proposition, all that other stuff, well, that's where you get rewarded, right?
Right.
So foundationally, take care of your customers, understand that, so that then digitally, you either do it yourself or you understand like the content piece, because there's different forms of content, different mediums, but really focus on quality, well-researched, depth, position yourself as an expert as opposed to just putting out information just because you think people need it, right? So focus more on really positioning yourself as an expert.
Right. So what would you say are the top ways to, at least currently, because their algorithms change and there's different things that they place importance on over time, but currently, what are the top two or three ways for someone who either doesn't have unlimited time or unlimited budget to do everything that will help get people bump them up in the search engine so that they're, if not on page one, at least in the first few pages?
So I'll be honest with you. There's not one or two, because there's only over 200 factors, right?
Yeah, well, I know.
And I understand that people want hacks. They want to be known. They want to be ranking right away, right? Well, that's not reality. And that's never going to be reality, because running a business is if it was that easy, everyone would be running a business successfully, right? So I will always say, take care of your customers, understand who your customers are, understand your product and service level, and really tone down on who those ideal customers are of yours. If you already have some paying customers, narrow down to 10, 15, 20 of those, understand what they want, really speak to them, and then really build a website based on who your ideal customers are, and mm-hmm. focus on creating content, values, speaking directly to them as opposed to speaking to yourself. And then you can then focus on refining your strategy in terms of SEO or digital footprint to really just focus on your ideal tribe.
Yep.
Right.
You know, I like what you said, speak to them. And there's two different points I want to discuss there. One is authenticity, right? It's that's part of what appeals in social and digital is, you know, not just doing a video or writing an article that makes you sound like you have a stick stuck up your ass, or, you know, content that is really not value added or authentic. So that's kind of piece number one is the authenticity. And then the other piece is actually the words speak. Like, do you think at this point video trumps written advertising strategies?
Yeah, so speaking to them means how is your ideal customer consuming content? Right? So don't focus on hitting every single medium out there in every single social page and every channel and medium out there, because you only have a limited budget, especially if you're right. a small, medium-sized business owner, right? Where are you going to invest your time, hard-earned dollar, to produce the maximum return? So are you good at writing? If not, hire someone to do it. Are you good at producing video? Is that how your customers are consuming content? And if so, then produce really good, high quality video, right? Is it audio? Then speak to them, right? Like, understand who they are, understand what kind of content and medium they're using, and then put that out there to hit more of your ideal tribe. Okay. Especially if that's how they consume content. But you got to understand that. And it's very difficult to understand that if you're just starting off, right? And if you're just starting off, you probably don't understand how to run a good business yet. And therefore, you need to put in the time and fail quite a few times or lose some money or spend some money, and you'll feel it. Once you start spending and not getting returns, you'll really appreciate how much time and effort that money, hard-earned money, is worth. Right? Because until you put money in or put more time in it, it's hard, right? Like, people can say a lot of things, but they're not serious. All right.
Right. So what would you say to a client who let's say you're supporting and they're providing you with some content that you're going to run your magic on, and the content isn't that good, or, you know, and you don't feel like they're speaking authentically? What advice would you give them to shift the way they're doing their messaging?
So as much as a lot of people, business owners, don't understand how to write good content. And that's no offense to them, because they were not trained as a going to school, or they've been doing 5-10 years of professional writing, right? Like, that's a different trait altogether. Or producing good content like in audio or video format. Like, there's experts, videographers, photographers, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So what I always tell people is personalize as much as possible. Let people in on more of your journey. Like, let people in on what really matters to you and what really matters to the customer. And people can see through you if you're not being authentic and genuine, right? And it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to let people in on, I don't know what I don't know, and that's okay, right? Like, just be true to that, right? And own up to it. Don't fake it. People can see through if you're faking it, right?
Yes.
So that's why I would say, people who give me content, great. I would say just focus heavily on personalization, being honest about it. Everything else is about, you know, we have a full team of experts that will, you know, just change some of the content writing styles to mold into what Google wants or their ideal customers wants, right? Because they're not trained for it, right? So that's the whole key. Like whatever SEO team in-house or you hire, they have to be on the same page at the same level as yourself, right? And they understand what your whole outcome is, what's your core values, what your goals are and your mission. Like you have to be in alignment. As much as they want to hire you, we vet them as much as they vet us, right?
That's right. Yeah, you know, it's funny when you said let them in. It reminds me, I was a guest on a fairly well-known person's Facebook Live. It was actually Facebook and Instagram Live going at the same time off of two different devices. And she was doing it out of her home office, of course, hashtag COVID, right? And while we were chatting, having, you know, really intimate, deep conversations about a few things, she's got a couple kids and they're coming and going and they're leaning into her live video, kissing her goodbye on the cheek. And it was like, you felt like you were just sort of in her living room with her. It was very cool.
But it's okay because people understand reality is you have children and it's COVID and no one's allowed out and school's closed and it's okay, right?
Yeah. And I get the sense that even after COVID, I think people just love that. They're like, oh, like, She's not getting all uptight because her kids are in the frame and they're interrupting her. She's just incorporating it into what she's doing. And to me, that's a really great example of authenticity and let them in, to use your words. Yeah.
Yeah. If you think about like big brands, right?
What's that?
Big brands have a lot of budget, right? To really make it professionally looking. But today, the average business owner or consumer has a phone that is really, really high. Right.
Or a Zoom account.
So, you know, as much as you want to make it look professional, it's genuine. It's yourself, right?
Absolutely.
It's homey. And it's okay.
Totally okay. I love it. Okay, so here's my next question. You had mentioned earlier that there were at least 200 factors that go into your ranking. Does that mean that this is not ever going to be a do-it-yourself kind of thing if you're an industrious entrepreneur and you want to do your own SEO? Because that sounds awfully convoluted.
Well, you can definitely do it yourself. Everything's self-taught, even on my end, right? I didn't know technical background. But then I started hiring people that were really good at what they were good at, from SEO strategists to SEO managers to the doers, from link builders to social content reputation managers to videographers to technical SEO. Like, there's so many other components that are very critical. So if you want to do it yourself, you have to be good at a lot of different aspects, and you're going to invest hundreds and hundreds of hours of trying to understand and learn to do everything, right? Just like a business owner.
Yes.
You can do everything from operations to hiring to accounting to sales and marketing to bookkeeping to you name it, everything. But are you going to be great at everything, or will there be other people doing it a lot better than you and you can pay them a lot less than what you're worth? Right.
Absolutely. And, you know, that question was almost a setup because I knew the answer. Right. But I wanted people to hear it because I think it's really important, folks who are watching and listening, to value your time at its highest and best use. And sure, yeah, you could spend tens of dozens of hours figuring this out, but there are people who do it. So this is exactly the sort of thing that you should be outsourcing if you want to have it done effectively, because there are folks like John and who can help you and have done the research and are trained and have helped other clients succeed. So don't be a hero. Don't feel like you have to do everything yourself. This I help my online, the company that manages all of my online things, like, I help them with the content. The content is authentic because it's mine. I speak to them regularly and I'm telling them stories and giving them my ideas and rants and whatever. And then they turn that into content and they do all the wonderful things behind the scene to make sure that it gets seen, not just by the people who are following me, but by other people who are my target market. And I couldn't even pretend to know how to do that or want to do that. So Exactly. Yeah, so basically just, exactly. You know, giving you a little plug.
Yeah, because SEO is challenging. Like, don't get me
so
wrong.
It's so challenging. I think it's very complicated. And you just never know. Like, you know, it's people like, oh, I just want to do something that's going to go viral. Well, if that's kind of your intention, you probably won't go viral, right? Because it's always the thing that nobody expects to go viral. Like, you, right? And actually, push back on me if you disagree. Is it almost impossible to plan to be viral, or can you help someone with that?
Yeah, viral is all it is just more amplified, right? Shares and likes and comments, and more people are on that feed, right?
Right, but like, you know, how is the content so provocative or different or unusual, or the kitten cuter than the other 7 million kitten videos online, right? Like, that makes one thing go viral over another.
But one thing I would say is people don't understand the amplification part and the PR push and how much money is being behind any viral media out there. Any piece of content that does go viral, there's thousands upon thousands of dollars put in that either production or marketing piece of that piece of content. People just see it being viral, but they don't see how much time and money it goes in behind that.
Right. Okay. So is traditional media dead? Like, should clients be mixed? So should businesses be allocating their marketing dollars not only to the things that we're talking about today, but should they still be doing TV, radio, you know, Super Bowl ads if you're a big company, billboards, yellow pages? Like, what's your current opinion on sort of, let's call it, the marketing mix?
I always tell my clients, if it works, continue doing it, track everything, make sure there's a solid return on investment, but dabble into it, right? Because it's a different type of people consuming different forms of content, right? So if it is radio or television, there's still an audience because there's still people watching TV and listening to radio when they're driving or commuting or whatever it may be. But more and more people are spending time on podcasts. Yeah. And more
people who are watching and listening are fast forwarding through the commercials.
Yeah, so you have to test it, right? The big, I think, advantage of technology, and with Google being so prevalent, is users are becoming more and more savvy, and they understand that it's real-time data, right? Where you can actually start and stop a campaign mid-cycle, a couple days, a couple weeks, a couple months, target your audience, refine that message right midway, and really track the effectiveness of a campaign, as opposed to traditional media where you have to pay for a designated time slot, produce a ton of money on a production, on a trade show, or putting it in a flyer, right? All that takes a lot of time and effort and money, but then you got to pay up front, and then you have to wait to see the results. While digitally, you can actually stop, start, and change it, the messaging, tweak it real time.
That's right. You can A/B test different messages. And that's one of the things I love about it. Yeah. Good. Okay. So bottom line is, if you're still doing some traditional media and you're seeing a return on that investment, sure, keep doing it. Because if your customers are going there, keep speaking to them in that channel, and you can't afford not to be doing some sort of social online marketing.
Yeah, so even with social, like Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, really understand what impact it has on your audience member. It's great if you have a product and you have an offer or sale, but how about service level, right? Like, if you are a dentist or lawyer, do people go to social to look for a dentist, right? Look at who your ideal customer is. What's that journey like? Do they actually look for business owners like yourself on Facebook or Instagram? Or do they go to Google? Or do they go to YouTube, right? Like, really figure out which medium is best for your ideal tribe. And then figure that out, produce good content, and really focus on that medium of choice.
Right. if I were to be cynical, which I'm going to be, you know, so these things are listening to us. I'm not like conspiracy theorists, but everyone I know has experienced the following. Your phone's just kind of sitting on the table while you're having a conversation. And you're saying to your friend, you know, can you recommend a good dentist locally? I really need to get some dental work done. I think I need to replace a crown or have a root canal. Right? So you're saying these words. And next thing you know, you're on Facebook scrolling and you're getting served ads for dentists locally. Explain that phenomenon if you can.
Yeah, so Google's tracking and sniffing on every behavior that you have, not just voice recognition, but usually search recognition, right? So they've already done, they know your history on search, Google, right? So whatever you type in, say, you know, tooth canal, root canal services, then you go to a different browser, go on Facebook, log in. It's that cookie, right? That tracks, and there's ads people are paying to follow based on these keywords or these categories that you've yep. kind of put yourself in. And it's either related to or within that realm. And then there's target ads being pushed at you. And this is where Google, Facebook, Instagram, all these social media channels, YouTube makes their yep. billions of dollars.
Twitter, right? Yep.
And you're kind of like, wow, what's going on? How do they know that I was looking, right? Well,
because
you've already done that search without even realizing you did, or you spoke to someone, as in, you know, you're asking someone on Facebook, your friend or whatever. So, but people still want to be in control, right? Like Google is great because you can actually check them out on the review section. You're going to check out their social channels and you want to be in control and you don't want to be pushed ads at you. Right? Typically, people want to be in control, just like yes. yellow people. So understand the difference between natural listings versus paid advertising.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so I want to shift because I'm really impressed at how you've been able to scale your company. I want to hear about that. And as we were talking before we started recording, your team is highly distributed, meaning they're throughout North America and in other continents and so forth. And so your staff have been working from home before COVID. So number one, I want to hear, you know, what did you learn from scaling the business, both things that were successes and things that if you could do a do-over, you might have done differently. Let's start there.
Back 7 years ago, I was fortunate to have already been working home-based. So at Yellow Pages, I've already transitioned to 5 years working at home.
Okay.
Right? So that allowed me to be comfortable in the home environment of, you know, really committing myself to working work hours, right? So it was a really easy transition for me. And it's not for everyone. Like if people want to work in the office, have that social interaction and atmosphere and going for coffee with friends and family, like that's different. I was very committed to really just working at home. So for right off the bat, I started my company because, you know, being home-based, web-based, I didn't really need a bricks and mortar storefront operation, right?
Right.
And I already knew there was a demand. So I reached out to them. I got my first clients and they signed up. But in terms of me scaling, I knew what I was not good at, which was anything to do with SEO, really. I was sales and marketing. I was front end, right? My background has always been in sales. And so I hired people and I made tons of mistakes. Not vetting them properly, hiring the wrong people, not doing enough due diligence and kind of trusting them too early.
Okay.
So I had to like hire and fire a lot of people early days. And then I got comfortable enough to really hire an operations manager, SEO manager, someone that actually been through the ropes, worked a lot of years, a lot of experience. And then I met them. I got to know them more on a personal level, make sure that the value prop is very similar in alignment to myself and the company.
Right.
That's more important, right? Personality wise and understanding where they are in terms of their career aspirations and where you want them to be, right? Like,
yep.
Are they an ideal fit for you and your company, or are they a short-term fit? And is that what you want? do you want to mold them, spend a lot of time training them, or are they just doing this for a side hustle or do it on a, you know, a couple hours here and there versus committed, right? There's a difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So I'm hearing you say some of the biggest mistakes you made were in on the people side of things, and that you eventually learned to hire people whose values and work ethic were aligned with yours.
Yes. Yeah. I'm also, like, in terms of like experience, I think anyone can learn things, right?
Absolutely.
But the intangible things are they honest? Are they are they credible? Are they authentic? Yep. Are they willing to try something and, you know, own up to it, right? Like,
sure.
Take risks. Stuff that I feel, being an owner, I'm very open about that stuff, right? And if they are as well, versus hiding and being shy and sheltered or whatever, like, I'd rather people be vocal. And it's not for everyone, honestly. Like, people are very introverts as well. And you have to understand their personality traits and what works for them. So understanding people is one of the, I think I have a really good asset in that standpoint because of sales, right? I'm lucky enough to have worked with thousands of business owners to really ask the right questions, really listen to them, and then see and, you know, just position myself in a way that it doesn't, have any negative impact in our conversations.
Yeah, good. Got it. Okay. So in terms of the virtual aspect of it, since, you know, it's sort of not a choice, at least for the past 4 or 5 months for most people. Like, you could say, oh, you know, this particular business didn't have to be brick and mortar. Well, come COVID, everything had to go away from, you know, building where everybody was, you know, showing up, doing the commuting thing, and now everybody's working at home. So do you have any kind of unique advice or things that you've learned over the 7 years that you've been running a virtual business for the people for whom it feels like it's been 7 minutes and they're still struggling to figure out the formula?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge for a lot of people because their comfort zone is driving to your office, going to get coffee, and then meeting people in person, right? Dealing with real customers in person, right? Especially these service-based companies. The challenge is, you know, now more and more people than ever are consuming content at their leisure in front of a computer. So if you already don't have a website, you're behind the curve, right? Now that you have a website, how are you letting your customers know what's going on? How are you changing, pivoting? How are you taking care of your customers, updating them, right? This is where having either a strategy in place or something in terms of like front facing digitally is important more than ever, right? Like,
yes.
Not just, you know, expecting things to happen. You got to be proactive and pivot, right? So what are you doing to let your customers know what's going on, right? Are you updating your website with messages like pop-ups or social media feeds? Are you building a database of your active clients and dripping them on a newsletter, right? Constant communication with them, because it's more important than ever to stay on top of what's going on, right? Like, mm-hmm. constant updates. What are you doing differently? Can you now provide a video of a tour, or what is your process like now, which is a lot different than they are used to, right? What precautions are you taking? What are some of the measures that you're taking that will make the customers feel safe, right? All these things are very interesting, and a lot of business owners just, obviously, it's a big shift. It's a lot for them because their revenue have dropped a lot.
Yes.
And their most important concern is, are they going to be around? Can they pay rent? Can they even keep their staff, right? So I get it. Their mindset is not there in terms of like making sure their customer base is even aware, but they still need to understand how important it is to continue engaging with your ideal customers, because there's still a lot of potential customers and your active customers that need some handholding to let them know and feel assured that you're still there for them when things get out like normal again, right? And that may take months, years, you don't know, right? So you just have to be equipped to pivot and transition accordingly.
Yeah, good. So if someone wants more information from you or wants to hire you to help them with SEO, digital, social, what's the best way to find you and your company?
Yeah, definitely. So you can reach our website at www.localseosearch.ca. We're based in Toronto, Canada, but we service clients across North America. And if you do want to connect with me on LinkedIn, feel free to reach me on my team page in localseosearch.ca and find me on LinkedIn.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. This was very informative and interesting.
Thanks a lot for having me, Shandy. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, my pleasure. And folks, just to do my usual wrap up of some of the key highlights of our conversation with John today, this is all super important, but not if you don't have the foundation of a great product or service, a value proposition, that you know your customer, that you know what's unique about your product or service versus your competitor, and that you are managing a good reputation. So don't forget the basic blocking and tackling that go into operating and marketing a business has to be the foundation below building a digital and online presence. Don't forget also that, you know, while you could certainly try to do this yourself, it's always evolving, it's very complex, and as John shared with us, there's over 200 variables that go into where you rank on a page and, you know, all the other things in terms of what's going to serve you an ad. When you are providing content, either to someone like John and his team, or if you're posting things yourself, be authentic, be yourself, let them in. That's one of my favorite things that you said today. Let them in, like into your life, be authentic, speak to the customer. Don't try to speak to everyone on the planet. Then your message is gonna be watered down and really not very resonant for anybody. So remember, you're speaking to your customers where they want to be spoken to. So the selection of the right channels is very important as well. And folks like John can help you figure out where your customers are spending their time online. And then of course, from the perspective of scaling a business, it seems like kind of your top two takeaways are focus on hiring the right people, and knowledge isn't everything. You got to make sure they have the right values and some of the other intangible things that make someone a good employee versus not. And knowing what you're good at as a leader, right? You knew your strength was sales and marketing. You didn't try to do everything. You started hiring the people with the expertise. And gosh, I wish every leader I worked with knew that about themselves, because so many of them are like, oh, well, I run this business, so, you know, I should know all the different things. Well, it's like, no, you just need to understand how the business operates and makes money and make sure you got the right people in the right seats on the right bus.
Exactly.
Yeah. So again, John, thank you so much for joining us. Leadershifters, thanks for tuning in today. You know how to reach me, Shaney at theleadershiftproject.com. And all the various social media platforms on the website. Until next time.